Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. Oh, no, 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 no. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. The NBA, college basketball, NHL, yes, golf. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever. No, 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 no. Johnny come latelys. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Now, make sure you read the rules on payouts regarding bonus wagering. It does require certain levels of wagering to collect your money, but if you just want to bet straight up, you don't want the deposit, you want to make a one-time bet for $1 million, win it, and then walk away, fine. You can do that as well. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Today on the ZABEcast, it's not often I get a near lock for story of the year, but I think I've got it, and it's not even March. Notorious J.A.Y. joins me, and we talk the weekend's halftime show, Dion getting robbed, Cam versus the Kid, Daft Punk, and more. All that plus a rousing rendition of FTG. Your 45-minute dose of pure me is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. Thank you for downloading. So we got Jay on a Tuesday. I've shuffled up the batting order just a bit. And tomorrow I am due to have a van cast with Carol Maloney and Alan May, who does studio commentary on hockey for NBC Sports Washington, played for the Washington Capitals. And I'm very much looking forward to geeking out about hockey and seeing Carol's smiling face in the van as we then go have lunch at the fabulous Palm Restaurant in Tyson's Corner. Make your reservations today at the Palm for a power lunch like we're going to have or any occasion. You can Google it. All right. So before we get to today's stuff, or I should say before we get to Jay, I'll start with this. And I can include this because it's, yes, it's kind of COVID-ish, but it's actually sports. Australia has had a severe lockdown stance against the virus. Same as New Zealand. Severe lockdown stance. They get one case of COVID, they're like, okay, circuit breaker, everybody don't move. It's crazy because they're going to have to keep this up for a long time or until they get their whole island vaccinated, which may actually come to pass, but they've paid a heavy price for it. So in Australia, they just finished the Australian Open, and the woman who is doing the presentation of the trophy asks the fans to thank the Victorian government for helping put this tournament on and getting it off the ground. It did not go as she would have wanted.
Other people to thank that enabled this great night to take place in the last couple of weeks. The top of that list is the Victorian government. Without you, we could not have done this.
I think those are boos.
And a huge thank you.
Thank you.
huge thank you to the thousands of people. When you're finished, other people to thank.
Yeah, she's like, when you're finished, she gets all snippy about it. She apparently also talked about vaccines. That did not also go over well because apparently there's many in Australia going, wait a minute, there's going to be a mandatory vaccine?
I've been playing under exceptional circumstances. In fact, the last 12 months have been exceptional circumstances for everybody around the world. It's been a time of heartfelt challenge. It's been a time of deep loss and extraordinary sacrifice for everyone. And with vaccinations on the way, rolling out in many countries around the world, it's now a time for optimism and hope for the future.
Oh, God. Just hand out the fucking trophy, okay? Seriously. Nobody wants to hear it, including those who went to the Australian Open. Now for the story of the year. It's got to be. Headline says it all. You ready? Scottish woman bit off man's tongue in street brawl, then seagull ate it. Boom. Mic drop. Wait, is that a seagull sound effect? I have no idea. The lead in the story in the New York Post is a classic. He took a licking. He being the seagull. A Scottish woman bit off a part of a man's tongue in a wild street brawl, and a seagull promptly swooped down and gobbled it up, said authorities in an official report. The 27-year-old woman was clashing with a stranger. When the stranger came at her, this is a man, the man came at her, fist clenched, and that was when the 27-year-old woman moved in and swiftly and inexplicably started kissing him. At that point, she went and bit off a 3 by 2 centimeter piece of his tongue, spit it out, and then a seagull said, meow, meow, and swooped down and ate it as if it was a Thrasher's French fry on the boardwalk in Ocean City, Maryland. Wow. That is one hell of a move right there. Now that guy's going to have quite a story. I'm not sure if the seagull had not taken the tongue that they could have put it back on successfully. He certainly probably wouldn't have talked quite right. So I was getting in a fight with this girl on the street, and then a seagull came. Maybe they can 3D print a little piece to match the chunk that's out of his tongue. I guess it would heal. Do tongues grow back at all? I have no idea. But that is a hell of a fucking move right there, isn't it? So you're in a street brawl in Scotland, and you see a dude about to come and knock your lights out. What do you do if you're a woman? Move in, start making out, bite off his tongue, watch a seagull fly away with it. Story of the year? I don't know, but it's the leader in the clubhouse by about 9 shots at this time. All right, let's get with our guy, Notorious J-A-Y.
Hello.
You know, if you tried to script a weirder story than the Deion Sanders getting robbed at his own debut story, I don't think you could.
But then all the items suddenly mysteriously reappeared.
It reappeared, and not only did the school then back away from its claim that they weren't stolen, so we've got multiple backtracks to the story. Wow. Deion.
Well, is it any more funnier than the CEO of the Mariners?
Oh,
running?
And we'll get to that story as well, as it's great to have the Notorious J-A-Y on a Tuesday.
And before we start, I did watch the weekend's Super Bowl performance.
Oh, good, because you know what? He got himself a championship ring to commemorate it. Did you see that story?
I saw that story. The performance.
What in the living fuck is that? A ring for your halftime show. Yeah, that's not the point of rings in sports, champ.
Well, when I heard that he spent like $7 million of his own money on the performance.
Right.
To that I asked, on what? Because it was.
On what? I don't know. Red jackets.
And jock straps.
Right. Somebody said on Twitter, they go, now I know why I couldn't find that red sport coat on Amazon last month.
It was not one of the finest performances in Super Bowl halftime history.
Okay, so give me your thoughts on it. And first of all, you got to start with, are you a fan of The Weeknd to begin
with? No, I never was. He's a little too soft for my liking.
I was going to say, now what type of music is
R&B.
He? He's R&B.
R&B.
Modern R&B.
I don't know what modern R&B is.
It's not 70s R&B.
It's R&B.
Okay.
I mean, but you know what though? There is really no keyhole to put anyone in nowadays.
That's true. What's the difference, Jay, between R&B and funk?
There is none.
Really?
R&B falls under the category of funk.
So funk is the genus, R&B is the species.
There you go.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. I got into this with our colleagues when our last night in Mexico, we went to dine at the Indonesian restaurant. Indonesian. And I said, all right, I already know I'm not going to like much of the stuff here, but what is this? Is this Thai or is this Vietnamese or is this, what are we eating? And they go, it's something in between all of them. I go, no, I need to know specifically what the fuck is Indonesian. Do you have any idea?
Isn't Indonesia a Far East country?
Yes. Yes.
So it's Far Eastern food. That's a great question.
Do you ever have Thai?
No.
Yep.
It's a little too spicy for my liking.
A little too spicy, exactly. The one thing that Thai does have is they've got the rice noodles. You ever have rice noodles?
I've never had rice noodles, no.
Oh. They're a game changer. They're still carbs, so they're not good for you, but they are a game changer. They're just, they're thick and they're heavy noodles and they're wide, but they're made out of rice and you put them in a brown sauce of some sort with chicken.
Mm-mm-mm. And it's good. Okay.
Yeah. Of course, the problem I had in Mexico was I couldn't stop churro.
Churro's a pretty good dish.
Well, it's no churro as in the dessert, you know.
I know.
Right.
Churro's a good dish.
So they had this churro stand that made fresh churros every night at the resort.
Wow!
So a little cart that was right there outside the dining areas, and the guy was dipping them in fresh into the hot oil, pulling them out, dunking them in the sugar bath. And then filling them with either vanilla or caramel cream.
Well, you were done.
I know. I had a 5 churro day one day between the breakfast churros they had. And I was telling my boy, I go, stop churro, stop churro. And he's like, what are you saying? I go, it's like in basketball. Stop ball, stop ball, stop ball.
It's like going on a cruise and knowing that if you wake up at 3 a.m. and want like a caramel sundae, you can get that caramel sundae
right
at 3 a.m. on a cruise.
Dial it up. Now, I've never been on a cruise. Have you?
Yes.
How many?
2.
Fan?
Fam, yes.
No, are you a fan? I'm sorry, are you a fan? Yeah.
Am I a fan?
Sort of.
Cruises, I mean, they're okay, but it's just too much. And I know this is going to sound stupid. It's just too much. I'm on the water. Yay. It's just not what you can do.
Yay.
I mean, you can go swimming. You can play games. They got basketball courts. They got tennis courts. They got workout.
Sure.
But it's just you're on the water for 7 days.
Right.
Yes, you stop at some port, and you get off, and you go shopping for 45 minutes to an hour. Yes. And, I mean, yes, I ate at the captain's table once. That was very nice. I felt like the Love Boat. what I mean?
Ate with a captain. You ate with Captain Steubing, huh?
I ate with Captain Steubing. But I'd rather go somewhere than be on a cruise. Does that make me terrible? I don't know.
No, I've never been on a cruise. I'm not really enthusiastic. And now...
would like it, though, because it's food as far as the eye can see.
Yeah, I know.
And good liquor.
Yeah, I know. That was the problem. A lot of drinking on this trip, Jay.
Well, you were in Mexico. And, well, I'm glad you didn't get robbed by some banditos. I've heard that goes on there.
But... it's a bit overblown. You're with a group. You're with a qualified travel agency. You're going to be fine. Have you been to Mexico?
Cancun when I was 18.
And?
I was 18 in Cancun.
Was it good?
You tell me. Yeah.
You go ahead.
Yeah. You tell me.
Box score, Jay Cottrell, 38-16-9.
Right. Yeah. It was a college trip, and there was a bunch of other colleges there too.
Oh Lord.
Again, you know how that goes.
All right, speaking of Cancun, let's get into this because it was a topic at the dinner table when I was mercifully not there between somebody on the hard left and fairly hard right about Ted Cruz's trip to Cancun. I said,
fuck that guy, by the way.
I know. I said point blank, I go, look, I'm a huge fan of his, but this was a huge unforced error. This was politics 101, optics 101, that Ted Cruz couldn't figure out. This was going to be found out about, and this was going to play poorly. He's an idiot, and you just don't give those. That's like throwing, that's Freddie Brown throwing the ball away with the championship on the line for Georgetown.
It still makes me mad that Donald Trump called his wife ugly. And Ted Cruz did not put hands on Donald Trump.
Well,
that's Tuesday. I still don't.
Politics is a rough business, man.
I would come out swinging.
I know. I know. But anyway, it was dumb of him. You know, these politicians don't get it, that they don't get to do just what everyone else does. And even if Ted Cruz's utility at the moment of getting the power back on in Texas was minimal at best, guess what? You got to stay. He could have sent his family off without him. I don't think that would have been a controversy. But he can't go.
Kids under the bus.
I know. I wanted to go with my daughters.
He is a scumbag.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of them on both sides.
That's true. Hey, Cuomo, scumbag.
Ooh, Cuomo. Does Cuomo survive this?
No, you can't.
Okay.
No. Okay. And by the way, SNL, greatest joke ever. Cuomo looks like all three of the Goodfellas.
Oh, wow.
He does.
Wow. Yeah. All right, off of politics, let's get back to the fun. So the weekend's show you didn't like. Most people didn't like it. Did it have a moment or two or no?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I was like, this is total. Bring back an hologram of Prince or have Bruno Mars play every year. There you go.
That would be it. See, they're running out of acts to invite.
Because there's not that many talented up-and-comers.
Well, that's the thing. I said, well, surely there's got to be somebody popular that identifies or that connects with the younger audiences. And somebody said to me, yeah, it's Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. You want to roll them out in front of a Super Bowl family audience? I
mean, have you seen that girl, Billie Eilish?
Yeah.
She's weird.
She is weird.
And people say, but can she command a whole performance for 30 minutes for 800 million people? And I'm just throwing a number. I don't know what the Super Bowl gets anymore.
I think it's more than 120 million worldwide, depending on the audience. Here's the question. I know everything about Billie Eilish, but two things. You know what two things I don't know about her? Is she hot? And is she talented?
I don't.
Is she hot and is she talented?
For me to even comment on that one.
What are you talking about? She's like 24.
Oh, is she? Oh, okay.
Hold on. Let me look at this.
I thought she was like 18 or 19.
Okay, Billie Eilish age. Oh shit, she's 19.
You're right. Can't comment on her.
So under 20, you're not going to go there.
Not going to go. I'm not going to be Woody Allen, which by the way, you gotta watch that special. Fuck.
Dude, I saw the Twitter stuff about it, and it sounds awesome. It's called what is it called? Woody versus Mia.
Allen v. Pharaoh.
Got it.
Yes, and Woody Allen, scumbag.
You know, it's like Hollywood was full of a lot of fucking scumbags. Woody Allen, Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein.
And the thing about Woody Allen is, people tried to overlook that he fucking married his stepdaughter. You can't overlook that. He was a scumbag, yet people still... Well, like, I saw an article, because I said, let me see who held the flag for him. Larry David holding the Woody Allen flag.
Well, that's the tribe supporting themselves.
You can't, but yeah, if you get a chance. but Billie Eilish, I do know she has Tourette's.
Really?
Yeah. And
has it ever come out on stage?
I don't think so, because I did some background, because she was on SNL and I was like, I've never heard of this.
Okay.
And I did some background stuff and she's a little odd. Let's just say that.
I think when she cleans up and with that highlighter hair of hers, kind of hot. It's kind of a unique look.
Yeah, she's 19. Still not going to say anything about
Well,
her.
You're right. Well, call me back when she's 21.
There you go.
Okay, 2 years. Not 20, 21.
Not 20, 21.
All right, so who would there be left to do the Super Bowl that's any good? Billboard Top 100. I'm going there right now, Jay. You ready?
Oh, God. A lot of people, I have no clue who they are. Go ahead.
Well, of course, there's the Hot 100. There's the Billboard Top 100. Okay, Billboard.com charts. So we got the multiple charts. Billboard Global 200. We don't want that.
Right? No, we don't want that.
Let's just go the Hot 100, right?
The top five acts on the Hot 100, yes.
Okay, let's see. Cardi B. The Weeknd, Ariana Grande, Chris Brown and Young Thug, Dua Lipa, Pop Smoke.
There's not a person on there who can carry Super Bowl.
Justin Bieber already did it. Or no, Bieber never did it. He didn't do
Bieber
it.
Bieber never did it.
It
no,
was
no.
Timberlake. Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake.
Billie Eilish.
There you go.
Pooh Shiesty featuring Lil Durk. What?
No clue.
Luke Combs, would the NFL dare go country? I don't see it right now.
They're a little toxic right now.
I don't see it right now unless you get perhaps Hootie and the Blowfish or Hootie.
There is some black guy who sings besides Darius Rucker. There is some black.
There's a second black country guy.
There's a second whose name I have no idea who that is, but I have seen a picture of him. I was like, wow, another black guy. So it's Charlie Pride.
Darius Rucker, who's a convert. Exactly. Let's see. Machine Gun Kelly. I'm guessing probably not.
God, I fucking hate him.
Oh, here's the act. Taylor fucking Swift. Boom.
Yeah.
Done.
Her no butt. Yes.
Her washboard ass.
Her
not a wash. not washboard abs. Washboard ass.
Yes.
Boy, BTS.
I think
she sang the anthem. HER. Her.
And I saw a lot of people going, she sucks. I'm like, you people must not know music. She was pretty fucking good.
Some decent country acts. Thomas Rhett. Luke Bryan, but you know, it's country though. Harry Styles, Ed Sheeran, Soft, Florida Georgia Line, country.
By the way, Harry Styles, I believe, took Olivia Munn away from Jason Sudeikis.
Well, Olivia Munn was dating Rogers.
No, wait a minute. Who was Jason? He was dating one of the Olivias.
Okay. Olivia Wilde?
Olivia Wilde, yes.
Yeah.
Left Jason Sudeikis for Harry Styles. God, would I be pissed.
Yeah. He has been engaged to Olivia Wilde, but that ended in 2020.
Yes.
And he's been in a relationship with January Jones.
Really? Well, good for him.
He's fucking funny, though.
Yeah, no, he is. No, but he is when I was like, he's banging Olivia Wilde, I was like, good for him. And then she cheated on him with Harry Styles. I was pissed off at Harry Styles. But he's January Jones, so that is a side. That is a sideway.
Yeah,
you don't really go up or down. They're both equally as hot. So.
All right, so let's get back to the Dion thing. How in the living hell does that even happen?
Somebody's covering up for somebody.
Who would have the balls to rob the head coach who's got the most attention on him? There was so much attention on Deion is that the PA announcer during the game was announcing, Coach Prime is at the 40-yard line. If you want to pay attention, ladies and gentlemen, Coach Prime is at the 40-yard line. The game was going on.
This is the second time he's been robbed.
I know. He had a boombox stolen from him. And like, who has a boombox anymore?
I
do you think it had dual cassettes, Jay?
I'm sure it had dual cassettes.
As the kids say, I'm just here for the comments. I was reading the comments after the story, and people were trashing Jackson and Jackson, Mississippi. They were just like, Mississippi's gonna Mississippi.
That's what I was gonna say.
And they're like, Jackson is a shithole. What'd you think of Deion wearing his own gear with his jacket to the presser? It's not the team gear. It said
Prime gear.
Yeah.
This is not gonna end well, by the way.
Well,
he's gonna get bored in like a week.
Okay.
And then, you know, I'm leaving Jackson State. Because I don't know if he's heard, but good coaching is a full-time gig.
I know, and he's still doing stuff for Barstool during the football season.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he wants to be at this point.
But you've got kids' lives in your hands.
I know.
And
even if it is
do this, it's, and you can't just do this as a hobby.
I know. But anyway, back to the stealing the shit. Who do you think it was? Inside job, someone with the team, assistant coach, and the balls to do that. That blows me away.
Had to be somebody who knew somebody who was in the athletic office. Inside job.
Yeah. I thought coaches had lockers that, you know, lock, where only they have the key.
Well, no, they have offices with keys and locks.
Okay. And somebody else might have the key.
That's what I'm saying.
Office.
It's an inside job. Yeah.
And the school looked even worse after saying, no, it was just misplaced after we took it somewhere for safekeeping. And Deion is like, bullshit. And then the school's like, oh, yeah, never mind. It was stolen, but we did get it back.
Nice try.
Well, hey, you know what? Jackson State did win 53-0, so there's that.
That's the good thing.
By the way,
home of Walter Payton and Greg Payton. People forget that one.
Well, of course they do.
People forget Greg Payton.
Who was Greg Payton?
Greg Payton, Walter's brother, the black punter.
I never knew of his stylings.
He punted for the Vikings.
No way.
Yeah, wait, I'm almost 100%.
No, Greg Coleman you're thinking
Greg
of.
Coleman! Ah, sorry.
Okay.
Wrong black punter.
Okay, but still... Still, though, he went to the same school?
Yes.
Okay.
No, not Greg, but Greg Walter's brother, Greg Payton.
No, I don't know any Greg Payton.
He did something.
Okay, well, your lines are all crossed now because
there was
a Greg Coleman, ex-Vikings punter and pioneer.
Yes.
And then there was Walter Payton's brother, who did something else. Not sure exactly what.
Eddie Payton.
Eddie. Okay.
Eddie Payton. Sorry,
right.
That was his brother.
And what
Eddie
did,
Payton,
what
also a good football player.
What did Eddie Payton do?
Played football.
Running back, kick returner, 5 years, Cleveland Browns, Lions, Chiefs, Vikings, and played in the CFL. Oh, look at that. There's pictures of Sweetness with his brother.
I got the names wrong, but Eddie Payton.
There you go. And nephew Jarrett Payton?
Played at the U.
There you go. And Eddie Payton's still alive. He's 69 years old. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Speaking of the U, can we talk about Kellen Winslow Jr. getting like 40 years in prison?
I thought he got 14.
No, but I'm just laughing. Oh. I'm laughing because I already thought he was in prison. Wasn't he in prison already?
No. Well, yeah, of course, because he's been sitting in jail. He's now been finally sentenced.
Okay.
And he got 14 years, which I don't know, man. The shit he did, he was raping homeless women.
Yeah.
That's some serious predatory, sick ass shit.
That's horrible. Yes. Yes. But he's a soldier.
Oh, yeah.
I wish you had that clip.
You know what? I'll get it for you right now. Just stand by. Stand by. Kellen Winslow II. I'm a soldier.
Soldier.
He thought he was so tough. And you know, yes. He grew up with a fucking silver spoon up his ass, thanks to his dad. Yes. Probably had a tiny choo-choo train that went in and out of rooms, just like
silver spoons.
Silver spoons itself. I mean, and it was just that overcompensating for, you know, his background. And obviously very fucked up. And his dad, his poor dad, had to be there to support him during the trial, even though he knew it's like, my son fucked up. But, you know, I don't want him to rot in jail forever.
Well, it's too bad. He will.
Not forever.
No, 14 years. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I can't. Now I can't.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That's okay. But he just yells, I'm a soldier.
Actually, funniest rants in sports history ranks number 24.
It's a funny one.
But it wasn't funny at the time, though, was it?
To me, it was, because he's a fucking idiot.
But nobody knew at the time.
That's true. Yeah. Never like Kellen Winslow Jr. I don't know why.
And the Redskins really kicked the tires. It was between him and Sean Taylor.
Rest in peace. But rest you made in the peace. Right decision.
I know. Talk about a coin flip, both of which would have ended up very poorly. Right?
One by his own doing, the other by the hands of an idiot.
Oh, God, yeah. All right, while we're on the NFL, Cam Newton versus the punk. Go.
Where is that kid's mother or father?
Thank you. Well, that's what Cam wanted to know.
I mean, I guess is the era we come from. I have never spoken to anyone, an elder, like that. Never.
Your father raised you right. He would have slapped the taste right out of your mouth, right?
So when I was coaching high school, we had a kid's father who was, he would always ask questions. He was a very nice guy. I always ask questions. And I would always call him Mr. And he would go, I know your parents raised you right, but you can call me by my first name. I was like, I can't do it.
Can't do it.
You're older than me.
Right.
Like, I can't do it.
Can't do it. Won't do it. I need winners.
I'm going to keep calling you Mr. Farmer because you are older than me. Even though I'm coaching your son, it don't matter. I'm not going to do it. But yeah. that kid should have been slapped in the mouth.
But of course, it was his buddies filming it and then posting it to TikTok with the little heading that says, Cam was little mad with a laughing emoji. What the young punks of America want to do these days. They want to get over their clout chasing, as the saying goes.
But I That like I said, that kid needed to be slapped in the mouth.
I know. But some people actually didn't think it was that bad.
Really? So I believe this was Cam's 7-on-7 camp also.
Right, which he was doing, I believe, for free.
Oh,
so these kids were there with a bona fide NFL star who, yeah, he's currently a free agent. Yeah, he's probably only got a couple more years left in the league. But he was the league MVP. Maybe just go, wow, thank God we got him here.
Has been to a Super Bowl.
Right, and we don't have some fourth wide receiver who lasted in the league for 2 years, maybe, doing the camp. You know, you didn't have an NFL player who you have to Google to find out who was this guy.
Right, right. And you are, yeah.
Right. Well, I saw on ESPN, Clinton Yates was making a big deal about, oh, man, relax. This was nothing, basically.
It was nothing. That's not true. I think it was more that kid needs some good parenting.
Well, yeah. And that's why Cam was like, where's your dad at? Where do you think his dad was?
I don't know. Yeah. That's a great question.
Not their parenting, that's for sure. Here's the segment. This was on Sports Nation, all right? This is some woman. I don't know who she is. Clinton Yates, some white dude. And another brother. I have no idea who these people are.
It's just that we're jumping in with it. Like, I understand, like, the kid may have overstepped a little bit, and we're cool. We can do that. We can address that and kind of leave it be. But we don't need to go too far into the idea of needing to let this young man know his place or whatever have you.
We've got guys like Jason Wright from the Washington football team telling me what's disrespectful. That team.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. Jason Wright tweeted out, hey, we gotta raise the level of respect. Jason Wright being the first team African-American president, and here goes Clinton Yates digging in on him.
Are you kidding me? Look at his tweets. He's dropping S-bombs and telling his people this, that, and third. This is a team that can't keep anything together. Read this. Look at this. Who on earth are you to be telling people what is and is not disrespectful? Are you crazy? I mean, come on, man. This is what I'm saying. No. Get off this kid's back.
That's the state of sports commentary now.
Yeah, I'm not a Clinton Yates fan, I don't know who Jason Wright is, so I can't comment on that.
But why should, just because he works for the Washington football team, that disqualify his opinions on having a higher standard in sports for respect? It doesn't, and it shouldn't.
For the first time ever, I'm going to go with the Washington football team. You can. It's just idiotic.
Speaking of that, did you see the first pseudo official report from a credible source that says one Jeff Bezos is sniffing around owning the team?
Oh, how happy are you about that?
I would love it. Now, people have said, "Careful what you wish for." Bezos is not exactly the guy that you want to run the team. At this point, any Redskin fan who's got half a brain wants Snyder out for Satan himself, which, by the way, Bezos might be. But I'll take Bezos, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, Jeff Bezos is going to get a new stadium built.
Yes, he will. He will.
That's what you want.
That helps. That helps because he got HQ2 built and approved in, you know, Arlington, or actually, what would that be? Right near the river. Is that Arlington? I should know this. I'm a Virginia native, for God's sakes. Right across the chain bridge. What is that?
Potomac?
Arlington, right? Right across the river.
Yes.
We used to go for a fancy Sunday dinner or Sunday brunch at this Holiday Inn that had a rotating dining room on top of the building.
Oh, we had one overlooking of those in Baltimore also.
Overlooking Georgetown and M Street across the river. It was big, fancy shit back in the 70s.
We had one of those also, Holiday Inn with a revolving desk. Yeah. Yes.
Imagine the maintenance on that thing. Imagine when it goes bad and some poor guy has to crawl underneath it and with a flashlight and wrenches. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this thing?
Wait a minute. Something I said, let me ask you about the plane with the engine.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this yesterday, and I said, if you were on that window side, do you A, this, in fact, this is my Twitter poll today. Do you A, keep the camera rolling for the money shot if it really blows up? B, put the blinds down and turn on Netflix? C, start praying and saying 1,000 Hail Marys? Or D, vomit and shit your pants?
B. Yes. Yes. I'm going to say D, freak the fuck out. Freak the fuck out. Sorry.
So you're there.
Hate or curse. Yeah.
So you're there and you close the blind. You're like, okay, I don't want to see that. I'm praying. Please God, please God, please God. After a minute or two, because it probably took about 15 minutes to get on the ground, you got to open the window to go, okay, I hope it's out. Is it out? Oh shit, it's still not out. And you quickly put the shade down again.
I don't.
It's crazy.
Have you been on a flight that was iffy at some point?
Yes, I've been on a few. Yeah. I've been on a plane that did a flyby where you're about to land, and then the pilot goes, nope, not landing, guns the engine, pulls up, and does another lap.
Okay.
Have you ever been on one of those?
I was on a flight coming back from Jamaica, and it hit a storm. And the captain was like, well, when the stewardesses sit down, that's when I knew. I was like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
And it was like dicey for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we're out of the woods now. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. I took a small commuter flight once on a turboprop from Boston to Bar Harbor, Maine with the family. And it was pretty much a shaking. It was just shaking pretty much the whole flight, almost an hour and 10 minutes. It was not real fun. I wasn't too freaked out. The best flight ever, but I'm not too scared about flying. Today I flew home from Chicago on United on an Embraer 175, which is like, if you look at it from the outside, it looks like a miniature 737. Fucking lovely plane, Jay. Roomy, okay. Great seat pitch, as they call it, which is the distance from the edge of your seat to when your knees smash into the seat in front of you. Very generous. It was a 2x1 setup, so it was two seats on one side, one seat on the other, and it wasn't chock full of people. It was probably like a 85-seat plane or something like that. I'm like, shit, I'd love to fly these all over the country, but they don't do coast to coast. They go about halfway across the country. They're great planes.
Ugh.
Embraer, for the win, baby. Yes, loved it.
Yeah, can we get these everywhere?
Yeah. You know what I didn't like, Jay, was that the gate distance for my United connecting flight from Milwaukee to Chicago, then Chicago to D.C., I got off the flight from Milwaukee, and I had 1.23 miles to walk.
Woo!
Gate C4 was so far away from gate F7, I looked at my watch, 1.23 miles.
Can I get a cab to the other gate, please? Can I get an Uber?
And there was no train either. No train either.
That's like, well, have you flown through Atlanta much?
Yeah, I've been there, and I'm not a fan. Are you a fan of that shit?
Oh, greatest airport ever because of the tram.
Oh, you like it?
Love it.
Okay.
I think Dallas has one also that's like that, too.
Okay, yeah. Correctly. Yeah, Dallas does as well.
Gotta have a tram.
Music news, Jay. It's over. Daft Punk has broken up after 28 years.
I saw this story also, and I said, Daft Punk's been together for 28 years.
That is amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
And never taking their helmets off in front of each other, apparently.
I didn't know they were 28 years and running, but if you like that sort of music, hey.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings.
They're from Paris.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Oh. Considered to be one of the most influential electronic acts of all time. Thomas Bangalter and Guy Manuel de Homem Cristo? That's a trivia question you'll never get. Name the two members of Daft Punk.
Yeah. Or also, name five great electronic acts. Go.
Right. I'm out. Since they are the most influential. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm out.
All right. So the last one before we get to fuck that guy, and I guess this guy would have earned a nod on this. The team president of the Seattle Mariners resigned today, less than 24 hours after it came out that he was pretty much bragging about manipulating service time for minor leaguers in this Mariners system, and also bitching about paying a translator $75,000 a year for an aging Japanese ball player.
Yes.
Was that firing or not firing deserved? It was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because what was the worst thing? Every team manipulates service time. Every team.
But saying it at some like Rotary Club, that was the fireable offense. Shut your goddamn mouth.
Yeah, that's true. He was pretty cocky about talking about this stuff. Like, no one's going to hear this.
Right. Yeah. No, bro, you're an idiot.
Yeah. In fact, why would you even grant an interview? You should really treat every interview at this point, if you're a team executive who's got something to lose, treat it as if it's a deposition. Yes, sir. No, sir. I don't recall, sir.
I don't give interviews.
That could be it as well, for sure.
Or if I did, it'd be Bill Belichick style. No. Yes.
Right.
No. Yes.
Right. Basically. Just, yeah.
On to Jacksonville.
Yeah, we're on to Jacksonville. Oh, yeah, one more thing on the football front. There's speculation that the Wolfed might have to offer Chase Young, another young player, and three or four very high draft picks to get Deshaun Watson.
Go fuck yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I said. I go, holy shit, get bent and get off my porch.
Well, wait, but the Philadelphia Eagles might be the dumbest franchise on earth, because when I heard that they were trying to get a number one for Carson Wentz, so let me get this straight. So you want a number one for a guy who can't start on your own team? You must be insane.
I know. I know. It's. I don't think Carson Wentz is going to be shit in Indy. I think he's going to continue his downward spiral. I think whatever he had was a flash in the pan, and now it's gone. I raised the question on the show in Milwaukee this past week. I said Wentz would be a bust coming out of North Dakota because I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? They're so reaching. He's going to stink. And then he was really good, then got hurt. And then he started to fade, and now he's been traded for pennies of the dollar. Question, Jay, how do we score my prediction?
I think it's a win for you.
You do?
We got to wait till after this season.
Okay. So
But already he got dunked on in Indy because Michael Pittman, former University of Southern California wide receiver Michael Pittman, wears number 11.
Oh, and they were like, he's like, I ain't giving it up.
I ain't giving it up. Yeah.
Get smart.
You're Carson Wentz. Go to hell.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
You're not getting it.
I wish you can't wear zero in the NFL. Wouldn't that be badass if they let guys wear the zilch?
Why is that?
Nobody does. If they allowed it, somebody would have already. The last guy to wear double zero was Jim Otto, I think.
Jim Otto, right. But I don't, you can't wear zero. I'm sure you can. Nobody is.
No!
Because in basketball, people wear zero.
Can NFL players wear the number zero? I got to believe, Jay, somebody would love to do it. Ken Burrow, a two-time Pro Bowl wide receiver for the Oilers, wore zero, and there's a picture of it.
Okay.
Double zero was, of course, worn by
the Raiders' Jim Otto, as we said.
Right. But apparently in 1973, the NFL took both zero and double zero out of circulation.
Okay. And one more thing. We have to mark this anniversary, the greatest day in United States Olympic history. Where were you?
Miracle on Ice.
When you heard?
Well, I was sitting in my parents' living room, and I watched Rene Poussant anchor for ABC 7 in Washington, D.C., come on during a timeout with 10 minutes left in the game, 3-3 tie, and say with great news anchor chippiness, and the United States scores a major upset in men's ice hockey. Details at 11.
Oh.
No!
Going to CYO basketball practice.
Did you successfully not listen to the outcome all day long? Because they played it at in the afternoon.
No, somebody told us.
Oh.
Because this was it was a Friday, if I remember correctly, right?
Shit, I don't know, man.
I'm going to say it was a Friday.
You and I were 12.
Yeah, so I'm going to say it was a Friday.
Okay.
And got back home. And I have met a lot of people in the industry of radio. I have. And meeting Jim Craig and Mike Ruzioni is at the top of my list of people that I met.
You got to meet those guys?
With Scott Lynn at a random Caps game. No, it was the Caps against the Flyers. And I got to meet Brett Hull, Jim Craig, and Mike Ruzioni. They were all there for something. And I talked to Mike Ruzioni for 5 minutes. And I was like, that was kind of fucking cool.
Right. And yeah. Do you know how many times he has talked about that game? A lifetime of talking about that game. Did you ever see, by the way, the side of that game from the Russians that was done?
Yeah.
Yes. Incredible.
But Ruzioni has a great joke. He goes, his buddies always tell him, 3 feet left or right, and you're painting bridges.
Exactly.
Or 3 inches left or right, and you're painting bridges. So, but he never has to buy a meal or a drink forever.
Right.
Ever.
Do you remember the goalie that he beat?
Vladimir Pushkin?
Mishkin.
Mishkin. Ah.
I'm not sure it was Vladimir.
Mishkin.
Tretiak was the veteran who got
they
pulled.
Told him for yeah. Mishkin.
Right.
For Mishkin. Yes.
Right. Sergei Mishkin. No, his brother was Sergei Bichakakov. I think Mishkin. or maybe. let's see. Mishkin goalie. Come on, internet. Vladimir.
What did I say? Vladimir.
Did you?
Didn't I say Vladimir Mishkin?
Yeah. No. It might have been.
Sergei Mishkin?
Is it John Bill or Jim in Russian? All right. Here we go. Let's put a bow on this today. Here we go. Stand by.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do you got?
Well, it is still Ted Cruz, but it's not for leaving the state of Texas and all his constituents in harm's way.
Right. His dog freezing back at home as
thank
well.
Thank you.
There you go.
Not for throwing his girls under the bus, but for leaving his cute dog. Poodle in the cold. You dick. You dick.
Right. I mean, come on. You can't do that.
No. He should be elected out of office just for that.
You know, he's not winning by huge margins. We'll see the next time I don't know when he's up for election again, but.
It's 2 years because he went up against Beto O'Rourke, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. I don't know. You know, Jay, I don't know about this 6-year Senate thing. Seems kind of long, if you ask me. Wouldn't mind me.
Term limits, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Me too. How long would your term limits be in the House and in the Senate? Two years?
2 years, that's it.
Wow. So you can't get reelected?
No, 2 years, that's it. Next up.
Jay, I'm with you.
Yeah.
And you know what? People say it'll make it worse. Then people will get elected just to start getting kickbacks and bribes. I say, you know what? Let's try it. And if it is worse, we can always go back. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let me see it be worse. A lot of us don't believe it can get any worse. So let's give it a fucking try first. All right. For Ted Cruz for leaving his dogs behind, you say,
fuck that guy.
All right. Here's mine. you got to bring this up with your legislator, because what the state of Maryland did to homeowners was dirty pool. Montgomery County homeowners recently received their final property valuations after a long delay. They said that property values were going to go up 7.4%. But the state of Maryland stepped in and said, no. The increase is now 15%, which jacked everybody's tax bill by 100%.
Ooh,
Dagger is right. Scott Lynn's not going to like that as a resident of Montgomery County, Maryland. Ooh. So to the state of Maryland, who just came in and said, no, you need to up that a bit, I say, fuck those guys.
Oh, and speaking of fuck those guys, how about the bill that people in the Dallas area are going
to
get?
You know what? That shit has to be written off. You can't give people an $8,000 bill for a week of heat. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
Well, you should have bought the value plan. That's lack of foresight. No, that's not how we should run this fucking country.
That's how Enron made all its money. Oh, that's how they were fucking people.
I know. So they got to work something out. I'm not saying that those people shouldn't pay a premium. I mean,
but you can't. You can't pay a variable rate on electricity. That's insanity.
That's kind of insanity indeed. All right, Jay, it's great to have you on a Tuesday. Thank you for your time as always. And as you like to say,
bye-bye now.
Exactly. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. Oh, no. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. The NBA, college basketball, NHL, yes, golf. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever. No. Johnny come latelys. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Now, make sure you read the rules on payouts regarding bonus wagering. It does require certain levels of wagering to collect your money. But if you just want to bet straight up, you don't want the deposit, you want to make a one-time bet for $1 million, win it, and then walk away, fine. You can do that as well. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.